the United Way of Greater Lorain County gracious enough to be our host for this in their facility here on Broadway in Lorain. And joining us to talk a little bit about United Way is the Marketing and Engagement Director, Colleen Waltz. Hi, Colleen. How are
Hi.
You?
Thanks for having me this morning.
It's great. It's Colleen and I are becoming good close friends. You were involved in the Spellebrate. That was the YouTube final that took place
final
like
competition.
That.
Yeah, it's which was exciting. We had a wonderful host. You did a great job.
Well, I helped along with Tim Alcorn doing a lot of it. It was fun watching, participating, but not having to answer some of the questions. I was just doing the spelling bee part of it, but they did have other history type of questions and things like that, which makes it kind of a fun interactive event, and different folks were able to help out and participate, and you raised money that helped with different causes for United Way. Before we get into some of the things with United Way, what brought you into this position here in Lorain?
Yeah, so I have been involved with the United Way in different aspects for probably about the last 5 to 8 years or so. I worked historically with 211 Helpline, which is a national nonprofit. It's a crisis line and community referral line. I'm from Columbus originally, but I worked with 211 in South Florida, oddly enough. So I had a daughter about 2 years ago. We decided family was very important to us, wanted to relocate back to where our families and friends are from. So I moved to this area about a year ago and absolutely love it. Get to visit my friends in Columbus. My husband is from the area, grew up in Amherst. So I love being in the community that we work, live, and play in. And being able to support the United Way, obviously.
And helping out with the United Way. And what do you like about what the United Way is able to do with their dollars and the involvement of the community and the collaboratives, which seems to be really big here in the Lorain?
And it is a different model, I will tell you, than a lot of the United Ways that I'm familiar with nationwide and locally as well, too. So we actually fund collaboratives. We have 10 educational, also health and financial stability collaboratives that we support, which is a completely different model than some of our other United Ways locally and nationwide, which they support local agencies and partnerships. So we actually create these collaboratives, we pull them together, and we fund their initiatives that they want to do in the community. So it's a really wonderful model. And the Bee, like you just mentioned a moment ago, helped raise over $21,000 for our educational collaboratives, which is absolutely fantastic that we can support them.
Well, Craig and I have been here quite a number of years, and we've seen the progression of the United Way turning towards this sort of collaborative model. Mm-hmm. And it is fascinating to see how when you start with one collaborative in a community, another one pops up in another community because there's a group of volunteers or people in a grassroots level thinking, we have something similar or we have something. Mm-hmm. And yet you find that you can then tailor to those needs of that community, and you're not just sort of doing an overall umbrella type of thing.
Absolutely. And that's one of the models we love about it. I think there's another United Way in Cincinnati that's doing a very similar model to what we're doing locally, and they've had success and wonderful outcomes. So we're really proud to offer this in the collaboratives that we support locally in Lorain.
I always like it. I think it's fun just sort of the marketing of the individual collaboratives. They got to come up with a catchy name.
Yep.
Rising Titans, I believe, are the one here in Lorain.
That's one.
And it just helps. And it also sort of shows that a lot of the effort is based on youth or children, sort of hitting the problem before it occurs, right?
Absolutely, being very proactive and preventative as well. So we help with kindergarten readiness, middle school preparedness, health, education, and financial stability. So people that are in crisis that need to get back on their feet, we have a collaborative for that. So yeah, we try to really stretch the umbrella to get people covered and get the services that they need in times that are really intervening for them.
Now that you're beyond the bee, so to speak, what's next?
So we have a couple different events coming up this week. So one of the things that we actually have on Broadway this weekend, on Friday afternoon, we have the Main Street Lorain Block Party. So the Broadway Block Party will be a part of. We actually have a free professional clothing giveaway, which we've talked about before on our show here. But we will have racks actually outside our building front, and we can have free professional clothing. So while people are down here at the Dora or actually going to vendors and hearing live music, they can come pick up free professional clothing. So we know that people are getting back into the workforce after being, you know, isolated for the last 2 years or so. They may need professional clothing, and we have it free to donate, and we have all that available. So you can come on by outside our offices here at 642 Broadway Ave, and you can come by and pick up some clothing as you're walking around and enjoying downtown Lorain.
I know on your website you do also have a link to that too.
We do.
It almost looks like some of those, you know, Poshmark and all those other sites that have people with clothing or things like that.
I'm so happy you noticed that. Thank you.
So who gets to do the shoot and display and put those clothing things like that?
So I have to give a big shout out to Norma Sanchez. She is our volunteer engagement manager, and she does all the inventory. She's actually right now this week working through maintaining all of the inventory we have in the back hub that we have here at the United Way. So she is really the head force behind all of that.
Okay. What else is going on back there? If I walk back there right now, what kind of things would I see taking place early? At least You have books back there too?
We do. We have books. We also have sanitary kits. So we, Norma actually has been wonderful getting a lot of some of the sanitary kits for people in the community. So tampons, pads, toiletry items put together in kits that we can distribute. So that's been really super successful as well. But honestly, I feel a bulk of that is going to be the clothing giveaway. So we're really organizing those, getting them shaped up into sizes, different wear, men's, women's, extended sizes. So it's going to be a lot of organization for that event on Friday.
Wow. So is that a part of that block party? You'll be out there with that sort of thing? Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have a couple resource tables out front of our office space here, and then we'll also have some signs directing people to the back where our hub is located. So you, if you don't see any clothes that you like out front here, you're welcome to walk to our back space around the alley in the back of the building. We have plenty more clothing available to you there. So we'll have a limited selection up front, but then more in the back.
Talking this morning with Colleen Waltz from the United Way of Greater Lorain County. That's where we are doing our Celebrate Lorain, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers this morning, and we have a lot of great guests coming up, the mayor, school system, a lot of people that are impacted by United Way are probably look to you to get some sort of, as they say, collaboratives going on. Well, volunteer is a key to a lot of that. You see it the people with the Live United t-shirts out there as well.
We love it.
Do you have any orientations coming up, or how do you get some people involved?
Yeah, so we always have Serve United membership. So anyone in the community that's interested in volunteering with us or being more deeply embedded into the culture for United Way, you can certainly go into our website, which is uwlorainecounty.org. Go to our Serve United page there, and you can learn all of the information on how to get engaged with volunteer and service in our community. And we'd love to have you.
Okay. Are you guys doing anything for any of those beautiful days or something? There's some different things coming up. I know that they've got what used to be the Pride Day, or at least helping out and things like that.
Yeah, we're starting to engage a little bit more into tabling events. So we have a couple on the horizon. We have a Pride event that's actually going to be in Oberlin that we're going to be attending. But honestly, we're kind of taking it as in stride with COVID, and as things are starting to open up and calendars and people doing community events, we're certainly open to that. So we're excited on the horizon to,
to get I know that engaged. For many times, even when Ryan was taking over, he became the president, executive director as well. And then some COVID hits and he kind of got locked down as well, doing Zoom type of things. So he's type of a person I know that likes to get out, mingle with people, get people sort of excited about it, you know, meeting him individually at different areas, kind of a chance to meet and greet type of thing.
I agree. And I think that's one of the things we love about the Main Street Lorain and some of the activities like the Firefish Festival and Rockin' on the River. I mean, there's a lot of really wonderful events. And that's one of the reasons we came here, is we want to really engage our donors and volunteers to really see what's happening in downtown Lorain and get them engaged in this community. So
if you can buy a building that has a marquee on it, I think
that's
a big win, right?
I agree. Yeah. I love it. It's a beautiful space.
You have enough E's or no letters, threes and E's and all the whatever.
Switch them around. R's backwards.
Exactly. You always have to figure out. We could spell it, but we don't have the right letters. Okay, what words do we? It's like Scrabble, right? Or Wordle, I guess it would be almost.
I think you're trying to tie this back to the B somehow, aren't
you? Well, sure. I'm always about that. By the way, not that I'm throwing this out, I have another spelling bee this coming Thursday.
Sure you do. Oh,
it is the 5th and 6th graders. Last week it was the 3rd and 4th graders. Then it's 5th and 6th over at Northwood. In the new
Give them reconnaissance. Maybe that's not the...
No. My favorite story, though, came out of this last bee. One of the bee contestants' last name was the word that I had given him.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, one of those... it was a funny moment, and it was one of those that just sort of coincidentally happened. And I'm so focused on what's going on to get it right that I kind of missed the connection at that one.
Oh, but it's so fun, though.
Absolutely. Well, we enjoy coming out here to the United Way. It's our place for today as we... celebrate Lorain. We've got lots more coming up. Jim Vandermark from Vandermark Jewelers, our presenting sponsor. He'll be joining us coming up in this next half hour. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, remember, we'll have Dr. Graham from the Lorain Schools, Lolly Bancic from Lollipop's Gift Shop also joining us. We've got the mayor in the second half about 8:40 this morning, and also the library at 8:50, and folks from First Federal Savings. It'll be after the 9 o'clock hour. So bonus alert, Craig, we are taking our morning show into an extended territory. So bonus
That's
time
right.
this morning. So we'll go till about 9:15 this morning for those.
And it's free, right? It's not like some extra podcast that you have to subscribe and pay for.
We're
giving them free.
It's the morning show plus.
I like that.
We'll put that into our vernacular for today. Colleen, thanks for sharing with us
today. Absolutely.
Welcome
to space.
Thanks for putting up with us so far as we have been here this morning.
We're
appreciate
happy to have you.
Your hospitality. Again, joining us, Colleen Waltz from the United Way of Greater Lorain County. More coming up. Craig Texas Check of News. We'll also have a look at sports on the way. But right now, let's look at your money this morning.